I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
Awesome. Did you like my deep voice? I did a deep voice.
I did. Were you preparing for tomorrow night's presentation at the Gateway Film Center of The Graduate?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm so excited. This, you know, we recently saw what is one of my favorite films, Raging Bull.
Yes.
And tomorrow night we're going to screen what is, I believe, your ultimate favorite film,
that's a,
or right neck and neck?
That's tricky. It is one of my top three favorite movies, and this is 1967. You were barely born yet.
I wasn't even born. Not even barely.
Yeah, so
I was just swimming around.
Yeah. And maybe it was Simon and Garfunkel. You know, the first time you really had an integrated score like that,
that
on
was,
a film.
You know, a lot of, there's obviously a big hit last year was Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes.
And I think what audiences responded to was the really honest blend of drama and comedy.
Yeah, good point.
And I can remember seeing The Graduate for the first time. And I remember thinking I was going to see this really hilarious movie. I was disappointed. Where are the big laughs? You know, they weren't coming. And the next time I went back, it clicked for me. And I got it. And the laughs were bigger because they were embedded in this context of emotional honesty.
Well, I had just recently graduated from college.
Okay.
So that the title itself resonated with me.
Hits you right in the sweet spot.
And as an English major, I was ready for the radiating meaning from that title.
Mm-hmm.
And it clarified for me what I suspected, that my graduating from college doesn't mean I was ready for life.
Right.
I simply did a good job of studying at Georgetown and getting good grades, but actually dealing, for instance, with women,
yeah,
much less a cougarish older woman.
Right.
This is all new territory, just the way it was for Benjamin in that movie. So, in other words, the kind of thing you're talking about, the really hitting you in the face with reality, while there are surreal scenes in there,
mm-hmm,
when he goes from the pool to her bed and back and so on. Mike Nichols, the director,
sure,
who is, I think, one of our finest American directors. Remember, he goes on to do Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yeah.
And Angels in America most recently.
Right. He really kind of explores the tensions between young Americans and their sexual desires and their conflicts with their parents and, you know, looking out at the world and taking on responsibility. The earliest memory I have of going to the movies is my parents taking me to a drive-in theater. I was probably just about 2 years old. I remember looking up and seeing this screen awash in blue and this figure breathing heavily.
Excellent image. Mike Nichols is so careful with this movie. There's so much that in each scene is filled with meaning. I just recently discovered that when Mrs. Robinson throws the keys into the tank,
yes,
she knocks over the diver. And, you know, I hadn't even seen that, perhaps because so many times I've seen it on a smaller screen,
right,
that I haven't caught that right at the bottom of the frame, at the edge of the frame. When he does things like, even at the early on when he's riding the conveyor in the airport,
oh, yeah, right,
he's going from the right to the left.
Mm-hmm.
For geeks, they know right away that shows things are not going right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should be, as your eye,
that's right, that's great,
should be going from the left to the
right.
Right.
One of the things that it takes several viewings to catch is Dustin Hoffman's little whimper.
Oh, yes!
Whenever he's feeling really, you know, overwhelmed or stressed out, he's this, you know, and it really points up his situation with all the grown-ups. You know, the adults, they're just these total isolated morons, you know, in suburban fantasy land.
That's a super point. And to support that, only the three young people in the film have their first names. That's Benjamin,
mm-hmm,
Carl, and Elaine.
Yeah.
All the adults are last names.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so your point is perfect.
When Elaine and Benjamin are on the bus, he's got her.
Great.
Right? When the bus pulls away at that angle, things aren't, you know, perfect.
Well,
aren't level even. That's what there are going to be consequences now.
Okay.
They're going to have to work through what they just did.
And here's what we had started the show with, that you talked about, that attention to detail.
Yeah.
A city bus, right? They get on.
Yeah.
You know what color it is?
It's yellow, right?
You're right.
It's a school bus.
Yes!
Yeah.
They're still kids.
Right, right. That's great. I'm so excited to see it with you. Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m., Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. We need you to come out and see these movies, because if you don't, we just won't show them anymore.
Or we'll sing, "Where Have You Gone, Audience?"
Joan DiMaggio.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.